Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Vincent Fennelli's here. Kyle's here. Jason's here. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today, hour number one, we're going to talk about taxes and saving you money. And hour number two, Bert's going to be with us. And we're going to be talking about coronal mass ejections, EMPs, the Carrington event, things like that. And so for this hour, I'd like to suggest that, well, don't believe anything that we say or anything that anyone else says in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. I'm not a CPA. I have taken classes in accounting. I've taken classes in finance. The university, two universities have certified me as understanding the material, and I've been able to regurgitate it to the point where they say, okay, you pass. And I've got two sheepskins that say that I've done all the things that they've required of me to get those two sheepskins. One's a bachelor's level in finance and economics, and the other is a master's degree in finance and economics. But my information is pretty old. So, if you think about it, my last degree was in 1978. 88, 98, 08, 18, 43 years ago is my latest experience in classroom activities regarding finance and economics. So some of what I'm going to say is old school. Some of it is information that just makes common sense, and some of it's based on the tax code as I understand it. Kyle's with me today. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. And so, you've had a business in the past, so you understand what preparing taxes is like. And I just want to say that I don't enjoy it. I really do not enjoy spending my time and Mrs. Fennelli's time, and our children's time, preparing taxes because the government says you're going to do this. You know, some people don't have to by the tax code. Some people do, and we're in the class where they require us to do it. Now, some people will say you don't have to pay taxes; it's voluntary. Well, if you try to, not paying taxes, sometimes it has ramifications that are really unpleasant. And some people cheat on their taxes, and I'm not going to recommend anyone do that. I don't do it, and I don't recommend that anyone cheats on his or her taxes. We use the tax code. We play by their rules, and I'll tell you what the rules are. If you want, you can download for free a copy of the condensed version of the tax rules for most people. It's called Publication 17. Publication 17. So you can just go to your favorite search engine, type in IRS space PUB as in pub, short for publication, space 17 as in 17. Hit enter, and you'll be able to download the PDF of the Publication 17, which is the condensed 130-something page current version of the 2020 tax rules. And you can read them, and you'll probably be grinning from ear to ear when you figure out that you can take deductions that you didn't think you could take or didn't know you could take. So, Kyle, I looked up before the broadcast what percentage of Americans prepare their own taxes. And I was surprised because I don't think this number's right. The number is 33%. of Americans say they do their own taxes. 56 say that someone else prepares their taxes. I don't think those numbers are right. I think fewer people prepare their own and more people have someone else do it. What are your thoughts? You have a rough feel for that?
Yeah, I, out of five kids, as an example, I've got one daughter that actually prepares her own taxes. And the rest of them all get it done. It's, you know, Vince, I think part of it is especially like, two of my son-in-laws have their own businesses, and my son works for a huge business. So it's like those guys are so, busy. My son will keep some receipts. Thank God. He's finally got to where he's keeping receipts because he sees this big, huge tax hike coming. And he didn't enjoy paying taxes so bad last year, so he is keeping a lot more receipts. But he turns it over to somebody else. They don't want to take the time. None of my other two son-in-laws that run businesses, neither one of them really want to take the time to prepare their own taxes. They're working from, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning now till 7, 8 o'clock at night sometimes. And so they really just don't want to take that time.
Okay. And so I have given seminars across the country from the Mississippi East at conventions. And I've talked about, you know, taxes and preparing your own taxes and why you should and so forth. And I've done it on the air as well. And the result that I get when I start the seminar, I'm talking about an in-person seminar, lots of people in the room, I'll mention, you know, how many of you do your own taxes? You know, raise your hands. And it's more like 10%. Maybe a high of 20%. Maybe. Okay? And I think that's really closer to the number. Now, maybe what I'm saying is skewed because these are people going to preparedness-type conventions and maybe a little special breed. I don't know. But it's not, I've never seen, you know, a third of the room's hands go up. I've never seen that. And the answer, and the next question I ask, and this is in the beginning of the seminars, why? Why don't you do your own taxes? And the answer is always the same. It's too complicated and it takes too much time. Those are the two answers. Does that jive with what you think, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. I think it's absolutely true. You know, I've wondered this for many, 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 many years. I don't know why we never, ever, and why people haven't demanded, you know, the fact that you've got the run all taxes sort of like a corporation does. You know, take your living expenses out, how much money you made, what's your living expenses, and be able to put that down, you know, as a general rule. You've got this X amount left over. And then you pay 10% of that. And that's just the way it would be to me. That would be really quick and easy. You know, if you're, and depends on what you're going to allow for expenses, but you know, that always that could be very simple or it could be very complicated, but I've never understood why they didn't go ahead and just institute some kind of a, you know, flat tax, something along those lines, or even just take your income. You made $50,000 this year, and you just write out a check for $5,000 and you're done. I don't know why they don't do that. Well, I do know they want control, you know. So like one time, Vince, I heard a guy, an Indian guy who was in a reservation, and he was head of the reservation. And they were interviewing him on, I think it was 2020 or 60 Minutes or one of them shows a long time ago. And they asked him, they said, you know, you guys are having all of this struggle constantly here with the federal government. And you wouldn't have all this struggle if you guys just, why don't you just dissolve the reservation and come on and join the country and pay taxes like the rest of us? And that guy told that interviewer, he said, you know, the ability to tax is the ability to control. And he said, we would never do that.
Okay. Couple comments based on what you've just said. There's a company called Intuit, and they make a product, or they used to make a product called TurboTax. And you could get it at the Chinese factory outlet or Sam's Club. You could get it on the internet, and it would help you, allegedly, prepare your taxes. And you type in the deductions, you fill out the lines and the boxes, and you hit, you know, calculate, and boom, it tells you how much you owe, and you hit print, and it prints it for you, sign it, send your check off to the IRS, and it's allegedly simple. Well, it's not simple, because the devil is in the details. That's one thing. Now, the Intuit people, the TurboTax people, have reportedly lobbied Congress to keep the tax laws complex. Why? Because they'd be out of business with the model that you've just suggested, you know, a flat tax or a fair tax. So they'd be out of business. The tax accountants would be out of business. A lot of CPAs would be out of business. The tax preparing people would be out of business. All right? So that's one comment. Another comment is that tax laws favor, and this is very important, class, because this is the basis of today's class. Tax laws favor two groups of people: business owners and landowners. Now, that's not published in places. That's my opinion. Tax laws favor business owners and landowners. So let me ask Kyle. Kyle, of all the people you know, and you and I have never even physically met, I've never met anyone in your family that I know of all the people that you know of, would you say that people who are employees are better off, or people who own businesses are better off?
Businesses by far.
Right. So, and that's because the tax laws favor business owners and landowners. Okay? So, and the ideal situation, in my opinion, is being a farmer, because that's both. That's business and land. And that's my opinion. Now, it took me a long time to figure this out. You know, I didn't figure this out till like 1989. That's a long time for me to, you know, get smart or smarter. So here are some thoughts. Now, class, as I mentioned, I'm not a CPA, and this is not tax advice. This is, consider this only one thing, food for thought. So in your mind, class, if you think about all the people you know who are better off, business owners or employees, okay? And you're going to come up with the same thing that Kyle and I have come up with. Business owners are better off. Now, the reason that they're better off is they can take advantage of the tax laws. Whether they hire somebody to do it for them or whether they learn it themselves, that is the reason why they're better off, because the tax laws favor them. Now, if you want to follow one of the themes of today's class, you will download a copy of Publication 17. IRS Pub 17, and you'll read the condensed version, 130-something pages, of the tax code, what you can and can't do. And when you read that, you will know not as much as the person who prepares taxes, but almost as much. And if you know the rules, you will be able to play by the rules, which means that if you're going to play baseball, you know, after school, would you play that game without knowing the rules? Would you really do that? Would you get up to bat and then say, that guy's throwing a ball at me? Why is he doing that? I mean, why do I have to take this club? I mean, what's that for? You want me? Okay, so he throws a ball, I hit the ball, then what do I do? Oh, okay, I run over there, then what? Okay, would you do that? Obviously not. You want to know the rules. Same thing with taxes. Be right back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with me, and we're talking about businesses and taxes and why you should prepare your own taxes. If you do not prepare your own taxes, you are at a tremendous disadvantage. You are playing a game where an entity has their hands in your pockets and you don't know the rules. Okay? And I can prove this to you. So if you have a job and you think that the government is not interested in taking your money from you, just try to have your payroll deduction stopped. Just try it. You will not be able to. The government and your employer has an agreement. They have a contract where the government has your employer take money out of your paycheck before you get it. Before you get it. And then you have to claw your way to get some of it back. Or claw your way not to pay more. So they have their hands in your pockets. Now, if you read the government's website, they encourage you, I'm talking about the IRS, they encourage you to learn the tax code and to take advantage of the deductions. They encourage you to do that. And since they encourage you, why not? So here's a simple example. So many years ago, many years ago, I wanted to buy motor oil and lubricants for the farm. Now, farmers don't pay taxes on supplies that are used in the direct production of that farm operation. So, for example, motor oil for the tractors is not taxable. It's sales tax exempt. Makes sense, right? Well, lots of things that farmers buy are sales tax exempt. So I went to this store, and I loaded up one of those gondolas, and I had, let's say, 50 quarts of oil. And some of it was tractor hydraulic fluid. Some of it was 5W30 engine oil. Some of it was straight SAE30 engine oil. And some of it was 15W40 engine oil. And I went to the cashier, and we were already registered with them as a tax-exempt farm. And I said, we're tax-exempt. She says, okay, what's your name? I give her my name. She looks it up. Sure enough, we're there. The farm's there. We're tax-exempt. She goes to ring it up, and the 15W40 diesel engine oil is tax-exempt. The tractor hydraulic fluid is tax-exempt. The SAE30 engine oil is not tax-exempt. The 5W30 engine oil is not tax-exempt. I said, well, wait a minute. Hold it. What? She said, well, you see, you could use that 5W30 in a car. I said, yeah. And she said, you could use this SAE30 in a car, you know, a gasoline engine, and so we're not going to let you have that that purchase be tax exempt. But the 15W40, that's diesel engine oil, and you know, probably using that on the farm. Now, the logic here is flawed, because 15W40 will work fine in a gasoline engine. And some farm equipment, gasoline-powered equipment, uses 5W30 or SAE30. So what I'm saying is this particular store has been pressured by the state of Missouri to charge me tax for oil that I'm going to use for the farm. 5W30 and SAE30. So they say because I could use this in a car, they're going to tax me for it, whether I use it in a car or not. I have a problem with that. So since that's the way they play the game, I decide whether I'm going to pay tax on it or not based on its use. So if I buy motor oil that is used in a car, I pay tax on it. If I buy motor oil that's not used for a car, it's used on the farm, I don't pay tax on it. But they taught me that lesson. Kyle, do they have any comments about that?
Well, how would they know that your car is not being used for farm business, even if it is?
That's correct.
Practically,
that's
you
correct.
Know,
and
I was raised on a farm. Anything that goes on practically is to support and run the farm.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, according to the tax rules, I can, for a vehicle that's used for farm purposes, I can do one of two things. I can take a per mile deduction, 57.5 cents a mile for 2020, or I can use the actual cost. I can say, well, I'm paying X amount for the gasoline, X amount for fan belts, tires, you know, add all that up, and the depreciation for the vehicle, and I can use it that way. I can pick one. But I can't change once I pick it. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband and the longest-serving consort of any British monarch, has died at the age of 99. Philip spent 65 years supporting the Queen, retiring from public role in 2017, and for the most part, staying out of the view since. In his active years, he helped steer the island nation for environmental causes, science, and technology. President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine Thursday, and I feel fine. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After spending years underground developing, these flying bugs come out and live for only a few days. But man, is their presence known when they emerge. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralph, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
"They're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop."
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues, as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
Cicadas don't eat vegetation, but rather drink the sap from tree roots, twigs, and branches. Virginia Tech is reporting as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre could occur this year. On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson one-and-done vaccine in Las Vegas, Nevada Thursday, and can report I'm feeling fine. Glad it's done, too. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kyle. And we're talking about taxes. So, class, if you have a business, you can deduct expenses that are incurred with operating that business. Legitimate expenses. So in the case of having an automobile, you can do one of two things. You can take a per mile deduction of 57.5 cents for the year 2020 tax year, or you can do the actual cost. You can say, okay, so what I spend in depreciation. So you take that vehicle and you say, well, let's depreciate it over 7 years or whatever the current time frame is that according to the IRS. You say 1/7 of the cost of that vehicle is used as depreciation, but I put tires on it and a fan belt and coolant and, you know, change the oil. And so all those actual costs add up. So if that's a farm truck and you only use it for farm purposes or business purposes, even that motor oil that they would not let me have tax-free is tax-exempt for the farm. Okay, so we have gasoline-powered equipment here at the farm that uses SAE 30 engine oil. and 5W30 engine oil. For example, riding lawnmowers that are gas-powered that we use for trimming the farm, trimming under the fence, push mowers, and self-propelled mowers, and chainsaws, and gasoline-powered generators, rototillers, etc. Farm equipment that's used for the farm. Okay, we have a pump that pumps pond water, a large volume pump that pumps pond water, and it's gasoline powered. So, and it uses 5W30 or 30 SAE 30 engine oil. The point is that that store has no idea what I'm going to do with that oil, but they're going to tell me that it's not it's not tax exempt because they feel that I could use it in a automobile that's not used for the farm. All right, so what I do is I make the decisions. I make the decisions and as to what I'm going to use it for. So if it's personal use, I'll pay tax on it. If it's for the farm, I won't. Now, having a farm is probably the best business you can have because so many things are tax deductible. So, for example, if you want to buy a four-wheeler that you use exclusively for the farm, you can buy that as a tax deduction. And the oil and the gasoline goes with it. Now, if you're just going to put that on a trailer and go, at some off-site four-wheeling, that's not a tax deduction for the farm. But if it's used exclusively for the farm, it is. Okay. So is a dirt bike, if you use a dirt bike for the farm. And we do, because we'll take a dirt bike out, and it's an old, that's like 30 years old or more. We'll take an old dirt bike out that we bought used, and we'll go and check the fence line. Why? Because if I want to check the fence line, if I want to walk it, and I start at 8 o'clock in the morning, I won't get back till dinner time. But I can hop on a dirt bike and go through the woods, and because some of our fence is through the woods, like miles of it through the woods. Okay, so it's a tool, just like a screwdriver or a hammer or a saw. It's a tool for the farm. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. I've taken dirt bikes a long time ago when I worked on a farm, and one of our jobs was to run the fence, and then you'd also check on all the irrigation lines that were running at the time. The place I was working was about 5,000 acres, that was part of our job once in a while was to take the dirt bikes out and check things around that he wanted done.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, Vince, though.
Sure.
On dealing with taxes like that, do you find that the 57.5 cents is more lucrative toward you than writing off oil and stuff like that? If you do the 57.5 cents per mile of because you have quite a few vehicles, does that apply to all of the vehicles, or can you just say on this or say these three vehicles are going to be used per mile and the rest of them are going to be a deduction based on depreciation and use or cost?
Yeah. My understanding is you have to make that election and you can't change it. Now, I don't know if you have 10 vehicles, whether five of them can be, the actual cost and the other five could be per mile. I don't know. I would imagine, I would certainly do the research before making this decision. But for us, I like the 50, whatever it happens to be. Sometimes it changes every year. Right now it's 57.5 cents per mile. But if I'm going to town and I'm going to pick up, let's say, feed for the animals, or I'm going to the big city to pick up lumber, for example, for the farm, I like the idea that I can just say, I write down in my log, here's where I went, here's the mileage, and here's why I went there, and that I have receipts for it. And I even write down the receipts, what it was for. So not only is what I bought tax deductible, but the trip is, and I like the 57.5 cents per mile this year, this taxable or 2020 taxable year, because it's easier for me. Now, I can take that same vehicle and I can use it for personal use if I wanted to go on vacation, which I've never done. But if I wanted to do that, I could use that same vehicle. So it gives me the flexibility. And is it advantageous? In terms of flexibility, yes. In terms of ease of calculation, yes. So I like the per mile deduction. And that just works for me. Now, I don't buy expensive cars. Well, actually, I do. I buy very expensive cars, but I pay less than the original owner paid in taxes, sales tax for that vehicle. So I have nicely made vehicles, but they're old. And I don't, you know, I pay like 5% or 10% of what the original sticker price was. But I like, so because of that, and because I didn't pay a lot for the vehicles, I think the 57.5 cents per mile is the best for me. Okay? So if I had a little puddle jumper, you know, a little Ford Focus or something, you're certainly better off with the per mile allowance of 57.5 cents. Because they don't use much fuel compared to, you know, a big eight-cylinder truck. But, so that brings us to what is tax deductible? Now, according to the IRS, Publication 17, if you have a business, you can deduct part of your home. Now, what does it take to have a business? Well, you say, I'm in business. Now you're done. You've just started your business. Now, some localities want you to register, you know, and pay a license fee to have the privilege of having your business. I don't have a license. I do not have a license to have the farm. And I don't need one. And I'm not going to get one. Now, it's recommended that I have one, but why would I want to do that? Why would I want to pay $25 a year to the government for the privilege of doing what I can do without paying them $25 a year? So I don't have a business license. And how did I start my business? I said, I'm in business. It's as simple as that. So if you decide you're in business, you can probably do it that way. Now, you need to check your local tax laws and local governing laws to see if you can do it that way. But you probably can. So you can have your home-based business. And what does that do for you? Well, let's say you have a typical, we'll call it a house that has a kitchen, a living room, dining room, and two bedrooms. That's five rooms. Okay? And then you have bathrooms. So you'd say that's a five-room house. Now, if you dedicate one of those rooms to your home-based business, you can deduct one-fifth of that, of the housing expense for that business. Now, you have to exclusively use that room for the business. So it can't be the living room where you watch TV and you have some friends over every once in a while and infrequently you use it or you have a desk in a corner. That won't qualify. You have to have an exclusive regular use of that room. Now, it can be a bedroom that you have a desk and, you know, whatever equipment you need for your business in. But it has to be regular and exclusive use. And we do. So we have exclusive rooms that we use in our farmhouse for our business. I have an exclusive room that I use for the broadcast. So I can deduct that percentage. Now, you can do it two ways. You can say, well, I've got five rooms. One room is being used for the business. So that's 20%. 20% of the mortgage, 20% of the real estate taxes, 20% of the roof repair. Okay, 20% of whatever maintenance that you have on that house, 20% of the hot water repair costs, replacement costs, those kinds of things. That's a great way to go, right? And what else? 20% of the electricity, 20% of the heat, okay, 20% of the water bill. Now, what if you paint that room? So let's say it was that unused room and it's kind of lying there and it's kind of shabby and you really want to spruce it up. Well, whose choice is it to spruce it up? Is it yours or the IRS's? It's yours. So you decide that you want to paint it a nice light, let's say white. Doesn't matter. You can paint any color you want. But let's say you want to change the color to white because you want it bright for the office. The cost of that paint is tax deductible. Now, if you hire somebody to do it, that's tax deductible. If you buy a drop cloth to do it, that's tax deductible. If you buy masking tape so that you do a nice, neat job and you don't paint the floor, that's tax deductible. And the paintbrushes. And then if you decide that you want to have better lighting because you have that, you know, small light in the ceiling and you want to have, you know, a nice fluorescent light and you find one at a yard sale or a garage sale and you buy that for $10 or $20 or $3, that's tax deductible if you use it in the office. Kyle, any comments?
Well, I was wondering, Vince, if you paint that yourself, you can't You can't deduct your labor, can you? Or can you, if you had a,
no,
if you had
no.
another business, you can't deduct that.
No, no. But if you hire the neighbor's child and you say, you know, I see you pretty good painting. I saw what you did for your parents' house on the outside. I got this room. Would you consider painting it for me? And what would you want for it? And the guy said, I'll do it for $50 or $100 or $200, whatever it is. If you agree on it, then that payment for labor is tax deductible. But you can't pay yourself. No.
Okay. Just curious.
Now, and here's another example. So let's say you buy a new sofa and you put it in the living room and you've got a job as a realtor. And every once in a while you bring somebody over and you say, hey, let's talk about these houses. Let's flip through the screens and we'll look at properties together. Let's say it's more convenient for you as a realtor to do it at your home rather than at the office. So you've got this person sitting on the sofa and you want to have a new sofa for that purpose, you know, a nice new shiny sofa. Can you deduct that? No. No, because it's not exclusive use and it's not regular use. But if you put that sofa in your office, that same sofa, if you put it in your office and you used your office for business exclusively and regularly and you brought your client or clients in there and you had them sit on the sofa while you're discussing the transaction, then it is deductible according to the rules that I've read by the IRS. So that's the same sofa. In one use, it's deductible, in the other, it's not. Just like the motor oil that I talked about. It's how you're going to use it. So if you know the rules, you can play by the rules, and you can save a lot of money. So, for example, if I go to town and I'm going to pick up something for the farm, that's tax deductible. That trip at 57.5 cents per mile is tax deductible. But if I go to buy food at the Chinese factory outlet and I say, while I'm there, let's get this item for the farm, then it's not tax deductible. But if I go and my purpose is to get something for the farm, that one item, and I say, while I'm there, let's get some food, then it is tax deductible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Acreage that you need to have a farm. I don't know. I've read 5 acres. I've read 4 acres. Some people have Christmas tree farms on just a couple acres. Is it a farm? Well, if you plant Christmas trees and your plan is to sell them at Christmas time, sounds like a farm to me. And there's not a lot of cost involved in it. There's certainly you plant the trees and you tend them, and you cut them and you sell them. But it's not like raising animals, and it's easier to have a Christmas tree farm. But to me, that would be a farm. And so if you raise animals or you raise products on land and you want to be a farm, sounds like a farm to me. And the expenses and the cost of materials, maintenance, etc., are related to that farm. If they are, then they are tax deductible according to what I have read. Now, don't go by what I'm saying. Do your own research. So what about for that home office? The extension cords, the computer, are they tax deductible? Of course. But if the computer is going to last more than a year, then you would depreciate it over roughly 7 years. That's what the IRS wants you to do. So you take the cost of it, you divide it by 7, and you apply that prorated for each year. So you take 1/7 of it, for the first year, 1/7 of it for the second year. And they have, when you actually put it in service, there's some rules for that, and you'll have to look them up. But the idea is they don't want you to buy large items and take them as expenses in 1 year. So, but what if you buy, what if you do what I do? And, I bought 7 computers for $350. That's computers, monitors, etc. All shipped for $350. Now, do I depreciate those? Well, I'm supposed to. Okay? And so I would depreciate them over 7 years. But what if I say one of them I'm going to cannibalize for parts to keep the other 6 running? Well, then if I'm going to cannibalize that and I'm not using it as a computer and I bought it for parts, well, then that $50 cost for that particular used computer, I would say is maintenance or repairs or I would expense it. That's what I would do. But that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do, and I would have to defend that. So everything that I do, I write down exactly why I do it. I write it in the margins of Publication 17, or I write it right on the tax form. I write all over the tax forms. I write why I did what I did. So if the IRS wants to look at why I did it, it's right there on the form. Or if they call me in for an audit, I pull out my Publication 17 that I wrote all over, and I say, hold it, let me look it up. I've got it right here. I'll tell you why I did that. Now, anything that you do You need to be prepared to defend it. Now, how does that contrast with hiring someone? You know, going to the Chinese factory outlet and going to one of those little cubicles where they have two seats and it's like 8 square feet and you're all jammed in there and that guy's preparing your taxes. And do you think that if you get audited, they're going to help you? Do you think so? Or are you going to be on your own? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that if I read Publication 17, I prepare my own taxes, and that's when I prepare for my audit, while I'm doing my taxes. Because I'm not going to put down anything that I can't defend. But if I get audited, it's no big deal. Actually, I look at it as a challenge. It's war. They want my money, and I'm not going to let them have it. Unless I made a mistake, you know, by interpreting the tax law. And there's plenty of room for interpretation. Because I've met with auditors, tax auditors, IRS auditors, and they say, why'd you do that? And I go, here's why I did it. Here's what your Publication 17 says. And here's why I did it, because I have it written here in the margin. And they go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So that's how I do it. Kyle, what are your thoughts about being audited and having done your taxes in preparation for the audit, rather than having hired somebody to do it?
Always wise to be prepared, Vince. But I have a question for you. So I've heard, you know, we've talked before, and you've had to make trips of 200-300 miles sometimes to get equipment or something for the farm. So if you go the, say, 300 miles and you're pulling the trailer, so you deduct the 57.5 cents on your truck. Can you deduct 57.5 cents on the trailer as well? And if you buy fuel in that trip, is that deductible?
The answer is no, according to my understanding. So I've already bought the trailer, and I already have that as a farm deduction through depreciation, right? So I take that trailer, and let's say I paid $700 for it. I depreciated over 7 years. So I already have the trailer depreciated. So I can't take the deduction twice. So I'm pulling the trailer with a truck that I'm using at 57.5 cents a mile. In that 57.5 cents a mile is bundled in the cost of the fuel. So I can't add fuel on top of what I'm already getting a deduction for. So the answer is no, you can't add the fuel, can't add any extra oil. But if I have, let's say I buy some extra tie-down straps to hold down let's say I'm going to buy a tractor, and it'll fit on this trailer, and I need some extra tie-down straps, that is deductible, okay, as an expense. Now, let's say I go to Ohio from Missouri, and I'm going to buy this tractor. I look at it on Craigslist. I talk to the guy. We agree on the price and all that. And I hook up the trailer. I say, I'll meet you at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. And I go there, and it's not what I thought. It's not as described. And I go, I'm not buying it because it's not what we agreed on. You lied. Now, I come back without the tractor. Is that trip deductible? In my opinion, absolutely. Because in good faith, I went to buy it. And it was an expense. It was a bona fide expense. But the transaction wasn't completed. Kyle, thank you so much for being with me. And you've had some great questions.
All right. Thanks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.